Yerushalayim descending, the city from the sky. Abraham's dream and the answer to there's no weeping there, no more songs of sorrow, no more tales of woe. The pain of all the ages we shall no longer know. Songs of sorrow, no more tears of woe. The pain of all the ages we shall no longer know. Yerushalayim,
sharing on No More Sea. No More Sea. Now these things we are sharing are not things that are new, but they keep being represented back to us to stimulate us and to keep us in the faith. Praise God. There's nothing new. There's no new revelation. No new word. It's always the same thing that reveals truth, that which is. It's just like looking at a cow or sheep. You see how the cow goes back to chew the cud. It's what it has already eaten. It's nothing new. When you see the mouth moving, it's chewing the cud, that which is already in it. Praise God, it's a state of meditation, remembrance. So these things that we hear, they keep coming back, keep being represented to us. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'll start up from Revelation chapter 21, from verse 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he shall dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Praise God. Now let's stop there. Let's pause there. Hallelujah. A new heavens and a new earth. A new realization, a new dimension, a new realm. Praise God. This is what the Lord Jesus has prepared for each and every one of us. See, for those of us who are in the faith, we know that we have inherited a new kingdom, a new world. You have to enter into this thing by faith. See, the New Jerusalem is that city that is situated upon Mount Zion. See, it is a city set upon a hill. Praise God. It is the city of the living God. And we who are awake in truth inhabit that city. We become that city that is set upon the hill. The New Jerusalem. Now this is a city that never passes away. It is a world that never passes away. Peter, in the book of Peter, speaks about an inheritance reserved for us. An inheritance that, you see, that is incorruptible, that can never spoil, that never passes away. Reserved for those who love Christ, those who love God. Those who embrace this truth that the Lord is revealing to us today. These ones enter into the reality of the New Jerusalem. Praise God. It's a dimension, it's a kingdom, a spiritual kingdom that we all have access to now. It's already present. Paul says that we have come what? To Mount Zion, the city of the living God. We have come. Praise God. We have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God. See, the gathering of the saints, innumerable angels, perfected spirits, where there is wild rejoicing. See, this is the place where people are saved. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's a realm where there is no more death. No more sorrow, no more pain. No more depression. No more crying. All these things are what are passed away. Because all those things represent the old creation. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. No more death. It's eternal life. We live. Those who enter into this, they live. They live even as the Father lives. Praise God. They live because they are working in the One, in the true One. Praise God. They are working in the One that lives forever. They are working in Christ, in the I, the Alpha and the Omega. Praise God. I make all things new. When they are working, they realize all things new. Praise God. I shall be satisfied when I awake in your likeness. I shall be satisfied when I awake in Christ, the image of the invisible and incorruptible God, my true image, which I lost when I slept. As I slept, I found myself in a strange world. I found myself in great tribulation. I found myself in fear. I find myself, you know, tormented with the feeling that God was against me. I sensed a life of something being apart from God. Praise God. And that life that is in God is the only life that there is. There is no other life. Mark this word. There is no other life. The only living thing is God. Praise God. And that God that we know is manifested in Christ. For this is the true God and eternal life. Praise God. If I don't know that I am one with that eternal spirit, I am dead. Praise God. But the hour has come to hear the voice of truth. The hour has come to ascend back to God's holy hill and to enter into the new gates, the gates of Jerusalem. Praise God. Because the Father has opened the door for us. He has given us the keys to the kingdom, and He has given us an open door, an entrance, a tunnel into the place of life. A tunnel back into the place of all dominion. Hallelujah. In a message to the church in Philadelphia, which is a sixth trumpet, John the Apostle, you know, heard the Alpha and Omega saying, keep the word of my patience, continue what you've heard. Hold on to your crown. Praise God. Those who overcome this world, the illusion of this world, see, upon them I will write, you know, the name of my God, my new name, and the name of the city, the new Jerusalem that comes from above. These ones become citizens of the new Jerusalem. They become citizens of the new creation. This is what's happening right now. This is where we are standing in right now. Praise God. Don't look at the financial situation. Don't look at what the body is saying. Don't listen to what the doctors are saying. See, don't look around you. Just receive this message by faith. Receive this revelation by faith and stand upon this truth. Praise God. A new Jerusalem, a new creation descending from above. Hallelujah. A city that never passes away. This is the kingdom of God that is coming in us. This is the kingdom that we are realizing daily. The kingdom come. This is the new Jerusalem, a city of gold, incorruptible, hallelujah, invisible, eternal in the heavens. This is the new heavens and the new earth, hallelujah, that the Lord has promised each and every one of us. In this new heavens and the new earth, no more death, no more sin. For all fulfill the law of God spontaneously. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's something to note in Revelation chapter 1, Revelation chapter 21, verse 1. I'll just repeat it. It says, I saw a new heavens and a new earth, for the first heavens and the first earth were passed away, and there was what? No more sea. Amen. No more sea. A new heavens and a new earth with no more sea. Hallelujah. Why no more sea? What is the Lord trying to teach us from this? No more sea. Praise God. The first place that the Bible mentions sea in the Bible is in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 2. Praise God. You must understand that the first, you know, words we read in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2 represent already man in a fallen state. See, the Bible says that in verse 2 that the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. See, darkness was upon the face of the deep. The deep talks of the abyss. The deep talks of the sea. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now this is man. This is a description of man and his world. Praise God. The world that we live in today represents the deep. See, it represents the dimension of absolute darkness where there is no knowledge of God. You know what we have out there in religion? What we have out there, you know, or what we thought was God and what we thought was heaven and all those concepts we had were all, you know, all derived from the depths of hell, from the abyss, where there is no knowledge. Praise God. Do you know that the world today represents absolute darkness? It is a dimension of nothingness. All those things that men put their hands for to achieve and to do, and all the, you know, everything comes to naught. This is the abyss. This is the dimension of idols. Praise God. In reality, God did not form that world. God did not create the abyss. God did not create the sea. That which created the sea is the carnal reasoning of man. That which created the sea, in this sense, is the imagination of man. Praise God. See, out of the carnal mind, the man creates a world of illusion for himself. He creates a dimension that in reality has no eternal value. See, he lives in a world that seems to be, but is not. Praise God. Anything that you see that changes form, that is here today and there, tomorrow is not there, realize that that thing does not originate from God. It does not originate from the eternal realm of God. So we have a man in his descent, he has formulated things that are not images, idols. See, he stands upon sinking ground, a ground that is not stable. See, he's tossed to and fro by the many beliefs of men. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's tossed to and fro by, you know, the concepts, religious ideologies, beliefs about himself, about his origin, about his body. All these things are simply formulation of men that cause a man to know no peace. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, the desire to garner some kind of, you know, glory unto yourself, to gather riches unto yourself, to be seen, to be known, to be recognized. All these things are the things that plunge men into destruction. Praise God. So you can see that the sea is just an imaginary realm. An imaginary realm, an illusion that is formed out of the heart of man, out of the carnal reasoning of man. It is formed from the serpent mind. So when Adam started to walk with that carnal mind, which is the serpent, he was, you know, he plunged into that deep, into outer darkness, into the realm of the deep, where there is no knowledge of God. See, along with the darkness comes the that sense of separation from God. You know, that feeling of being apart from God and his purposes. That feeling of being something of an opponent to the living God. See, that is the thing they call death. Praise God. Anything that is not joined to that eternal spirit of God is dead. It's not real. Praise God. If you turn quickly to the book of 1 Timothy, let us see what Paul says about godliness. So remember that godliness is all about exercising ourselves in truth, in Christ, in the Spirit. See it? Godliness is not about moral conduct or religious conduct. Godliness is all about exercising ourselves in spirituality, exercising ourselves in the truth, exercising ourselves in the mystery of Christ. That is godliness. Praise God. And Christ is spirit. Christ is pure spirit. It's not of this world. It's not of this dimension called the world. Christ is not of the sea. It's not of the deep. That's why Christ says, I am from above. You are from beneath. You are from the lower places of the earth. You are from the abyss realm, while I am from above, from Mount Zion. I am above, you are below. I am not of this world, I am from of the New Jerusalem, which is above. Praise God. So Godliness is all about exercising ourselves in spirituality. I read on 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6. But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us deal with content. Let us be there with what? Content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish, hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things, and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. Fight the good fight, and lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Praise God. Have you read those? Meditate on these words. Well articulated message from Paul to Timothy. Praise God. Man of God, flee these things. Who is the man of God? Man of God. Who is the man of God? That is Christ. See, we who are working in this truth are that man of God. Is the man of the Spirit. Praise God. Now, when we allow ourselves to be dictated to by the carnal mind and the reasoning of men, see, we fall into that temptation. We fall the same way Adam fell. See, Adam fell for the deceitfulness of the glories of this world, which in reality don't exist. Adam exchanged his celestial form for a terrestrial form so that he can partake of the glories of this world. Adam, man of God, Adam, who represented the perfection and the beauty of God, descended, left all that, you know, because he wanted to partake of the glories of the world. He wanted to be wise before men. He wanted to receive praises from men, to be known of men. Hallelujah. See, he wanted to be lifted up in the flesh among men, to be exalted among men. And to seek the luxuries of this world at the expense of his glory in God. That is how he plunged into that great deep. Praise God. The temptation starts in the carnal mind. It starts in the mind. It starts in that mind, whispers in the ears, to descend and partake of the glories of this world, to descend and walk in the flesh. But, O man of God, flee these things. Many are today are drowning in the sea of perdition. Now, the world we see today is just simply a realm where many are perishing. Now, perishing is a continuous process. Drowning is a continuous process. See, and when you drown, you go further and further away from the light. When you drown, you go further down into the deep. It is destruction. See, this is the descent of every man who continues in the lie. You forsake your mercy. Remember Jonah? Jonah plunged into that sea and ended up in the belly of a whale. If you read the text of Jonah, you will discover that Jonah was in hell. That is a type of hell in the midst of the sea. in the depths of the sea, cut off from the life of God, cut off from the presence of God, cut off from the living. And when Jonah was eventually released, he made a statement, striking statement: those that follow after vanity forsake their mercies. So you see, because Jonah followed after vanity, when you follow after vanity, you forsake your mercy in God's kingdom for the deep, and you end up in the sea of perdition, destruction. Is the realm of the world. That is the world where there is no knowledge of God, where there is no understanding. Continuous destruction. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you can hear the voice of the Spirit today, you will flee. Flee that realm of ungodliness. Flee that realm of lusts. Flee that realm of vanities. And lay hold on eternal life. You return back to your first estate in Christ. You recognize your first estate in Christ and begin an ascent gradually. Let go. The Spirit of the Lord will lead you on. He will guide you. Praise God. The Lord is able to save those that call upon His name. He's able to show them the door to escape the destruction and the corruption that is in this world. The Lord is able. Amen. He did it in the days of Lot. He did it in the days of Noah. Remember in the days of Noah what happened? The people, you know, those who rejected, who did not hear the voice of the Spirit, did what? They sunk into that great sea of perdition. They sunk into destruction. All those who did not follow Noah into the ark perished. But Noah fled. He left that realm of the flesh. He left that realm of the illusion and entered into the Spirit, typified by the ark, which is Christ. He put on Christ consciousness. Hid himself in Christ. See, and was taken to that mountain. He was placed upon solid ground where there is no more sea, no more drowning, no more destruction. Praise God. Now, moments before Jesus Christ ascended up the mountain of transfiguration, the Bible says that Jesus Christ told the people around that what shall it profit a man if he gains this whole world and loses his soul? See it? And he began an ascent shortly after. If we hold on to our lives as men, if we hold on to our lives as mortals, if we hold on to our lives in this dimension of the flesh, in the visible, in the earthly, we only reap sorrows and pain. Sorrows and pain, hallelujah. But for us, it shall be no more what? No more sea. Praise God. No more sinking. No more destruction. Hallelujah. We are being lifted up today into the realm of perfect stillness. A realm where nothing changes. A realm where we simply live in the glory of God. We simply live. Nothing changes. We live eternally. There is nothing like death. Hallelujah. Praise God. You come to that place where you consciously become aware of your true celestial self. And you never die. Praise God. This is what John was trying to say. John says, heaven and earth, the world, this world passeth away. The world, the abyss, and all the lies in it passes away. But those that do the will of God abide forever. Now, the will of God is what? That you walk in Christ. The will of God is that you recognize who you are. That you are awake. That is the will of God. Hallelujah. The will of God is that you are awake to the reality of your celestial spiritual self, which is Him. That is the will of God. That is all. And if you do that, you will never die. Praise God. Heaven and earth, the physical realm passes away. The body passes away. The outer body passes away. All these things that we've known and we've related to as family and friends, all those things, what? They pass away. See, but the man of the spirit abides forever. And we who are waking to this consciousness cannot be moved. We stand on solid ground. Because we have a kingdom that is not movable. An eternal kingdom. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, the men will praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No more sea. Praise God. Now, we saw the story of the man of gatherings. Now, the man of gatherings is, you know, all these testimonies, all these pictures we see here and there in the Bible, all speak of one thing, which is that we should start to live by the Spirit, which is our life. So we should let go of all and begin to live by the power of God. So the man of gatherings, the Bible says that he was a mentally unstable man who was bruising himself day and night among the tombs. He dwelt among tombs, hallelujah. Now you have different versions of the man of gatherings. You have the versions in Matthew, in Mark, and in Luke, and they vary. And all of them are very, very useful. I advise you, if you have a concordance or some kind of instrument, to make a search, look for the man of gatherings and read it through, because I cannot go to all the details. But the man of gatherings is an example of those who are driven to and fro by the many, many voices. See, lying voices of men in the deep beneath. Remember that the sea is never stable. The sea is never stable. See, the sea is always moved here and there by the winds. It talks of the instability of those who live by the carnal mind, or who have who are double-minded. See, you cannot have two minds. You either have one or you leave the other one. When we are double-minded, we are unstable in all our ways, like James says. Like the seas that, you know, go up one moment, they are down, the next moment they are shifted left, right. The winds, they are never stable. That is how a man is. And that is how a man's world is. One moment you are up, the next moment you are down. You are up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, and you will never find rest or peace. The Bible says there is no rest for what? There is no rest for the wicked. So now the wicked in this sense is the carnal man. Wicked is, in this sense, is that which works contrary to the will of Christ. Praise God. There's no such thing as a good man or a bad man. Because all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. See, all are classified unrighteous and sinners, wicked. Now, outside of Christ now. So when we put on that kind of mind, walking in carnality, we are classified as wicked. Ignorant. Praise God. Hallelujah. So they are tossed to and fro. They never find rest. No rest. See it? Now your beliefs, your carnal reasonings, your carnal beliefs of yourself, of your body, who you think you are, your carnal beliefs of your origin, of what you think is yours, and all those things that attach you to this world will never give you rest. See it? It only induces madness in you. Tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. Tossed fro here, tossed here, tossed here, beliefs here and there and all that. That is the state of man today. Mental mad. And there is no way this problem can be solved by man except man reverts to the Christ. This madman was among tombs, among the dead. Praise God. And you will discover that the sea is the realm of the dead. It's a realm where you have the dead. If you go to the book of Revelation, the judgment of the great day of the Lord, the sea vomited out the dead that were in it. See it. It's the world. It's the dimension of nothingness. See it. Dimension of idols. The man of gatherings was among the tombs. He lived among tombs. So, and this is the realm where men live in. No man could cure him. There's no solution for our problems except every man comes to the feet of Jesus to listen. It was only at the feet of Jesus that this man got healed. Praise God. Hallelujah. He was delivered of those demons, of those legion of spirits that possessed him. These are the voices of men, the carnal reasons of men that toss you to and fro. You must purge yourself of these lies of men. Purge yourself of your perception of what this world is, of what your origin, of what your body is. Purge yourself of all these lies and begin to receive from the mouth of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Receive truth. Hallelujah. And recognize that Spirit is your life. I am Spirit. Hallelujah. And Spirit is I. God is Spirit, and I am Spirit. And we are one, for we are one Spirit. He that is joined to the Lord is what? Is one Spirit. And that one Spirit never dies. It is from generation to generation. Receive these words from your mouth, from the mouth of the Lord, and be saved. Awake from the dead. Awake from the dimension of wasting, of lies. Praise God. Now, Jesus Christ casted out those spirits out of the madman, of the man of gatherings. And the Bible says that the spirits entered into some pigs. There were some pigs at the foot of the mountain. And those spirits entered into the pigs. And those pigs, where did they finish up? The Bible says that they went down into the sea and they were choked there. I'll just read from this account. Let's quickly see that in Mark chapter 5. Verse 11. Now there was there nigh unto the mountain a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea, there were about 2,000, and were choked in the sea, and they that fed the swine fled and told it to this in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what it is, what what it was that was done. And they came to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed in his right mind, and they were afraid. Are you listening? So Jesus Christ casted out this evil spirits out of the man. Now this is what the Lord is doing today to you, if you can hear the voice of the Spirit. Praise God. If you can hear the voice of the Spirit, all those lies that have been planted in you about your origin, about who you are, all those things are what being cast out of you today, because there is a work of deliverance happening in your life today, this very moment. You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. All the lies that have made you run wild like a madman, in, you know, without a family, among the tombs, are out of you as you receive deliverance from the Lord. You receive deliverance from the Lord by listening to truth, hearing the voice of the Spirit. Praise God. It's the voice of the Spirit that will set you free. And it's the voice of the Spirit that will raise you out of the realm of the tombs, out of the great sea, out of the deep. Praise God. If when those people came out, the villagers came out, the people in the countryside came out to see what had happened, the Bible said that they saw this man who was once mad, chaining himself with rocks among the tombs, shouting day and night. Untamable man. They saw him in his right senses at the feet of Jesus. Healed. Enclosed. Oh, hallelujah. This man was naked. Praise God. And he was at the feet of Jesus. Praise God. We must submit to the Spirit. See, everything in us must be subject to Christ. Everything in us must be subject to the Spirit. For us to know that peace that surpasses all understanding. So that we can be healed, body, soul, and spirit, in every aspect of our lives. So that we can once more be clothed in the glory of God. No more a sense of nakedness. No more a sense of shame. But clothed in that glory of God the Father. In the right senses, which is the mind of Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. No more being tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. No more being tossed to and fro by the waves in the sea. Hallelujah. Those evil spirits that came out of this madman of gatherings entered into a swine of pigs. And those pigs went down into a sea and drowned there. They choked there. They all died in the sea. Praise God. Now the pigs represent flesh and blood. It represents carnality. Which way do we want to go? Do we want to remain with the pigs, or do we want to ascend up to meet the Christ? Praise God. When you reject the truth, you receive the lie. Now God does not punish you. God does not come down to do anything to anybody. See, but when a man rejects the truth and continues in the lie, in carnality, continues in the illusion of the flesh, in the lusts of this life, he forsakes his mercy. And he goes downward into destruction. Sorrow, pain, destruction. Tears, crying. Bitterness. Hallelujah. The drowning into the sea represents the destruction of all flesh and blood. Praise God. But thank God that the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is able to save us, the power unto salvation has been revealed today. Teaching us today now to live godly lives. To return to life in the Spirit. To recognize our life in the Spirit and to return to that life in the Spirit. This is the will of God for every man today. Hallelujah. If we can enter into a dimension of perfect peace, praise God, recognizing that our oneness with God, recognizing ourselves as one eternal spirit, I in you, you in me, we in God throughout all eternity. With this consciousness comes a stillness that surpasses all understanding. With this awakening comes the rest and the all glory. Hallelujah. This was the dimension Jesus Christ walked in. That is why he could walk upon the raging seas. That is why he could sleep in the boat while the waves were tossing the boat to and fro. He was not aware of those waves. He was not aware of the sea. Because he lives in eternity. He lives in a dimension where there is no sinking ground. He lives in a real world that never passes away. Hallelujah. The sea represents the dimension of the flesh that we create for ourselves. And all these things have become idols that only multiply your sorrow and your pain. Hallelujah. John the Apostle says, keep away from idols. Keep away from idols. Keep away from these things. Keep away from earthly things. Don't be earthly minded, but be spiritually minded. Let your treasures be in the heavens. Hallelujah. Recognize yourself as a son of God. Awake from among the realm of carnality, the realm of the dead, the realm of mortality. And begin to walk once more in the spirit, in that eternal realm that never passes away. Hallelujah. That is the new Jerusalem that we originated from and we ought to return to. Hallelujah. We ought to stand there this moment by faith. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. This is the city set upon the hill, immovable throughout all eternity. And there shall be no more sea, no more darkness, no more sorrow. No more change. No more time. For time is no more. Praise God. Hallelujah.